SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show's not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy. And remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice. And please, don't use this show to try to convince your partner to do something they're not comfortable doing.
SwingerCast.
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
Episode 42.
I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast. We are getting really excited about going to our trip to SwingFest.
Oh, yeah.
SwingFest.com. You can check them out. And we thought we would call up the people that are throwing the party and ask them a few questions.
Yes, and we want you guys to come with us and play at SwingFest 2008.
So we called up the people that are throwing the party, and we had a few questions from people that are considering going with us, and we thought it might be fun to talk to the people that are throwing the party. Now, when we called them, I was a little surprised. I didn't know that we were going to be talking to Mary Carey, the porn star. In case you don't know who she is a porn star who is going to be the hostess of SwingFest, and she also ran for governor of California. And it was a lot of fun talking to her. And so what you're about to hear is our little interview with Mary Carey and Greg Freeman from SwingFest. So first of all, we want to talk, sorry, Greg, but we want to talk to Mary.
I know how it is.
Well, we're so excited to meet you. And I was just wondering, are you excited about this SwingFest event?
You know, I'm very excited to go to SwingFest. I mean, first of all, because actually going to swinger clubs in Florida was like my first, you know, kind of thing, you know, first involvement with the adult industry. So doing this is kind of like going back to something I used to, you know, do when I was younger. And then also, I grew up, you know, in Florida. I went to high school about 20 minutes from the Diplomat, where, you know, SwingFest is going to be held. Oh. So that's really exciting because that's like my hometown area. For me, this is going to be like a lot of fun. I'm very excited. I wish it was tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, that's, you know, still not until July. I wish we could move it ahead.
So you were a swinger in, you said earlier, or in your early years, or? Is that what you said?
Well, you know what? When I was about 19 and 20, there's a whole bunch of, like, you know, swingers clubs down in the Fort Lauderdale area.
Uh-huh.
One was called Trapeze. I can't remember the other one. But I used to go to those because I was always, like, really curious about it. And so I was married when I was 20, like, and not anymore. I'm single now. I was married from, like, 20 to 23. And so him and I used to go to those clubs a lot. And so I thought it was just, like, really cool. It made me very comfortable with, like, sex and nudity and everything. And
oh, wow. So are you going to be there just all over the place, or are you going to be set up in a particular area for, or what's it going to be like?
You know, I'm going to be all over SwingFest. I'm definitely going to have a booth where, you know, during the, you know, the convention, people can come and buy movies or get free autographed pictures or take pictures with me and everything. And then obviously I'll be at the different events they have and at the parties. I mean, I'm pretty much a party girl, so I'll be everywhere. I don't like to miss out on anything, so I'm going to probably just do as much as I can. I probably won't sleep much those couple of days because I don't want to miss out on any of the fun.
So are you going to bring a date?
You know, I'm not sure yet. Probably not, because I don't want to interfere with, like, all of the fun I could have from there, like, you know, single. Because mm-hmm. single girls are, you know, are okay to go to all the swing clubs and stuff. It's just single guys that people don't always like.
So you've obviously involved in sexuality in a very open level. I was just curious on what your sexual preferences are. Is that too personal?
No, that's not too personal at all. You know, I guess I I'm bisexual because, like, I love guys, you know, of course. I mean, who doesn't? But, well, I mean, I have girls, but I love women too. I mean, especially, like, you know, there's a couple of girls in particular. Like, I had a girlfriend for a really long time. Her name is Tawny Roberts. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, maybe I can even convince her to come down and party at SwingFest. But, I love girls, you know, but Like, I guess it was like, if I could really choose to have a girl as like a girlfriend, but then like have a guy for sex. Like, it's like I like sex girls, but it's like, you know, I don't know if you can say it. Sometimes you need to have like a penis, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the truth. Like, when I was with Tawny, like, she didn't really care about having a guy ever, but I'd be like, Tawny, I'm really horny. I have to call a guy over, you know?
So, Mary, is there anything that you want to plug or promote?
Well, you know, obviously, I just want everybody to come to Swingfest to meet me and to have fun and to party. And then also, I started my own production company, Mary Carey Productions, which was just nominated for an ABN Award. And we have a, you know, my favorite movie so far I've ever done, which is through my company, is called Mary Carey Rocks. And it's the first time I do 4 boy-girl scenes ever. And we have another movie called Tales from the Vault, which is a whole bunch of scenes that I've never been seen before. I've only seen, and I made a movie of, and I do a girl-girl scene in it. And then I also have a new reality show coming out on VH1, and it's called Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. And just so everyone who's listening, even though it looks like, you know, I'm not going to be a party girl, trust me, I still am a party girl.
Well, we're really looking forward to meeting you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you guys sound hot.
Try to keep
you
up.
You want to mention your eBay auction?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now I forgot that. Well, yeah, I just got, like, new breast implants. And so I decided with the old ones, like, I wasn't sure. First thing I started as a joke. Like, I was getting, they were putting me, like, about to put me under anesthesia. And they're like, so what do you want to do with the old ones? Do you want to throw them away, keep them? And I was just like, oh, my gosh, I want to keep them and sell them. And then so and I came up with my anesthesia. And they, you know, they clean them off and they gave them to me in a Ziploc bag. I'm like, I'm going to sell these on eBay. And just like, even if I got a dollar for them, it'd be pretty funny. And then I thought, you know what? Maybe if I do a little press release and get it out there, which I know it's gotten picked up now by like MSNBC and stuff, then maybe I could get some money and donate some money to a breast cancer charity. So part of the proceeds are going to go to that. And the other part is going to go to helping my mother, who, you know, tried to commit suicide a year ago, had a lot of surgeries. So, and I thought it'd be a great little stocking stuffer. So, yeah, the money's going to help charity and my mom. But, yeah, there's, I think if you go to, I'm going to have it on MaryCareyProductions.com and my MySpace page. I just haven't gotten up there the link. But I know that EVN.com had a link. And I think if you just search Google News for Mary Carey, the article will pop up, and there's a link to the eBay auction site. Like I said, I'll have it on my website, Mary Carey Productions, probably by the end of the day.
Well, that's awesome.
And the bidding's up to 5:30 last time I checked. In the last day, it's up to 5:30. So it's kind of funny. Like, there's still 8 more days, and I know on eBay a lot of bidding happens like the last day, the last couple hours, so we'll see.
Well, hey, Mary, before we let you go, I want to invite you to come to swingercast.com and come onto our forum and sign up. And there's a lot of people that are coming with us to Swingfest, and they have questions, and it might be fun for you to, you know, help them answer
definitely,
some of those.
I'll definitely sign up.
Yeah.
So everyone knows. Oh, I guess there's going to be like a username.
Yeah, you choose your own
name.
Yeah, you can be Mary Carey. We'll make sure that one's available
yeah,
for you.
I hope no one else takes that name. Like MySpace, I couldn't be Mary. I had to be MySpace.com/realMaryCarey because Mary Carey was already taken.
Oh.
And there was like 33 fake me's. So annoying.
No,
I wrote them and told them to stop, but they didn't listen.
We will accept no substitutes, trust me. So, well, Mary, thank you very much for joining us on SwingerCast. And we can't wait to see you. Are you gonna be at the AVN?
Yes, I'm gonna be at the AVN. I'm gonna be at the Swingfest, you know, / Mary Carey Productions booth. So everyone can come meet me there, and we get like a pre-party to the big party, which is Swingfest.
That's cool. So, we might try to come out there and meet you.
Definitely come meet me. And my T-show premieres, you know, during the convention, so that should be pretty cool.
Awesome.
Mary Carey.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Can't wait to meet you.
Yeah.
Likewise.
Me too.
All right,
bye.
Mary. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. Okay, when we first talked to Mary Carey, that was the first day her breast went up for auction on eBay, and it was at $5.
Not her breast, baby. Her breast implants.
Okay. And she said it was at like 500 and something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 8 days later, when it was auctioned off, the final amount was
$15,269.69.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money for some silicone
stocking stuffers.
Were they silicone sailing? I don't even know.
Who knows?
Gosh, that's a lot of money.
Well, she's got a lot of breasts, so.
Well, now she will have a lot of breasts. I think she got them bigger.
More power to her. Lots more for us to squeeze at SwingFest.
And a lot of that money is going to a good cause, breast cancer research. So
absolutely,
that's a good thing.
Well, Greg, why don't you tell everybody what is your official title with SwingFest?
I am the marketing director for SwingFest 2008.
And
I'm pretty much the guy who knows everything that's happening and coordinates it all with all the people who are doing everything else.
And how did SwingFest come to be?
Well, it was the idea of some lifestyle people who decided that the East Coast needed something grandiose. And that's what happened.
And are you yourself a swinger?
I myself am a swinger. And so is my wife.
Well, that's a good thing. And how long have you been in the lifestyle?
I personally, here's an interesting story. My wife and I met through a swinger site. I've been in the lifestyle about 12 years, and she's been in the lifestyle about 6 years.
Can you just give us an overview of what all's going to be happening at SwingFest?
I can try.
You can try. I know there's so much.
The one thing about SwingFest is we're not herding people together. It's not like there's this one thing going on at one time and you have to go to this whether you're having a good time or not. You have plenty of options throughout the day. There are tons and tons of things to do throughout the day and night. From our convention floor, which is somewhat of it's pretty much an adult expo / lifestyle convention. We have the daily seminars. We have the trips to Hollover Nude Beach, which is rated one of the top 10 nude beaches in the world. Mm. At night, we have multiple parties, not just one party. So you can find the group, music, the everything that you want to be in with that evening, or you can just party hop from party to party. And basically, there's just this never-ending events list, and I didn't even get into the contest and the food, and it just kind of goes on and on and on.
So who can come?
Who can come? Anybody can come, except we do have the limitation of a limited number of singles, and they must pre-register.
Are you going to have playrooms in these parties? Is that going to be incorporated?
We do have playrooms that we will be setting up. At the moment, we have room. Well, the one thing about, we have the entire Westin Diplomat Resort, which is a 900, during the convention, there's 900 rooms available.
Wow.
That's not including the countless conference and sub areas and other space. So we have more space available to you, to everyone than we could possibly use. As the conference and the convention develop, we kind of shift rooms around because some things are going to take up a little bit more space than others. But we've kind of allotted the possibility of 30 different playrooms. I don't know if we're going to do 30 because that seems a little bit high, but we could if we wanted to.
So do you think the majority of the playrooms will be like in the conference areas or up in private suites, or how's that going to work?
Right now, what we're doing is we're kind of bouncing everything around. One of the things that we announced not too long ago is to host a party event where, on top of the parties that we have in the evening, sites, companies, just individuals, groups can have a sub-party in a different area. Now, depending on how that much space we're requiring for that will determine how we're going to adjust the playroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all going to be a play area, right?
Pretty much the entire resort is one big play area.
Yeah.
And mind you, except for in public hallways.
Okay, except for in public hallways.
Yes, no sex in public hallways.
What about nudity at the pool or something like that? Or is it clothing optional at the pool or no?
This is the stock answer that I was given from the West. Nudity is permitted yet not promoted.
Oh, I see. Yeah. What to pack? Yeah, I asked that question because I was wondering if I needed to pack my bathing suit and all the parties. Is there guidelines, or I guess you would just pick a party that you are interested in and
exactly
find some
outfits.
Go to
all of them.
Yeah.
But those are additional. That costs additional money, though, right?
The parties?
Right.
All the parties are included with your event pass, except for the VIP party. There is a remote possibility that an additional party might be added at some point by a group or an organization, and they might ask for a novel fee to enter the smaller party. But all the parties are included with your event pass, except for the VIP party.
And if you want to go to a VIP party, how much is that?
That one is our industry party. That's kind of how we've been doing it, because we're going to have the convention and so on and so forth. That one's $150 for there's a party on Friday and there's a party on Saturday, and each is $150. And that's pretty much for networking and the high rollers. But if you're going to meet a celebrity, that's where you're going to meet them. Pretty much. Except for Mary Carey, who has her own party.
Well, I want to know more about the beach. It looks beautiful, and I've read about it, but can you tell me a little bit about are you going to have a shuttle to take people to the beach?
We will have a shuttle running throughout the day that's going to be transporting people from the Westin down to Hullover Beach. We'll have some activities on the beach throughout the day, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
And just to clarify, they're talking about it is a nude beach, right?
This is a nude beach, a legal nude beach, as opposed to, you know, the illegal nude beach.
Stay away from those. Well, we also had some people wanting to know, you know what, I'm looking at my notes, and how do I win this BMW?
The BMW is part of our four-play golf tournament, which that should be a lot of fun, too. That's a golf tournament that goes on the last 2 days of the event, and we'll have throughout the tournament. It's just like a lot of other golf tournaments where there's sub events within the event, and one of them is a hole in one contest. Make a hole in one, you get a BMW.
Sweet!
Wow!
I'm gonna start practicing.
Exactly. You know what's funny is I saw somewhere where someone asked if they're no good at golf, can they be in the golf tournament? And of course, I mean, we're all there to have fun. And also, if you are playing with somebody who's really good at golf, we set the tournament up in such a way that works for the amateur and the pro to play together. But what I always find funny is when you read these articles about people who won the car in the golf tournament, it's always the guy who never played golf a day in his life. Always that guy, lucky shot.
Have you been getting a lot of international couples coming?
Yes, we have. We've had a surprisingly large number of people from Great Britain and the UK sign up, which we're really excited about. We have Australia, Puerto Rico, Canada, Great Britain. I don't have my focus in front of me, but it is definitely an international event.
Wow.
And how about the seminars that you guys are having? Is that just like a show up, or do you sign up for them beforehand, or what?
The majority of the seminars are, if you want to go, just go. We will be probably adding a few more seminars because we just have the space and we've come up with some more interesting topics. There might be one or two that you'll need to pre-register for, but at the convention. Because some of them will require some supplies, so we need to know how many supplies we need to have available.
Will your wife be there with you?
Oh, yeah. Definitely be there. And we will both be running around like idiots and be extremely tired, I have a feeling.
Well, what does she think about all this?
Oh, she's so excited. We went to the area about a year ago, and she wants to move to Florida, basically, to put it short. we're up in the Pennsylvania area, and yes, if we could move today, I'm pretty sure we would.
Are the swinger cast rooms going to be, you know, grouped together?
Yes, and how that works is when you decide that you want to go to Swing Fest, which I don't know why you're waiting, sign up today. You want to call the toll-free number to reserve your room, because when you call, you can mention that you were referred by SwingerCast and receive a SwingerCast discount. And then when you check in at the Westin during the event, they will look at who referred you and group those rooms together as best as possible.
That's great.
For those people that are worried about photos and video and about their confidentiality, will there be a specific area or something set up for that, or will it just be like free range photos and whatnot?
There will be designated areas where photography and video will be allowed. They'll be very clearly marked. And the other thing too to mention is we have a small army of security at the event. It's a 1-to-100 ratio at minimum. So there'll be people there to enforce so that you're not walking through someplace and suddenly you get your photo snapped. Someone will be there to take care of that for you. So we definitely understand that discretion is important.
Is there anything you want to say that we didn't cover? Or
there's just so much. The whole event, just the beautiful resort, the food, wait till you try the food, which the buffet meals are included with your event pass, so it's open bars during many of the evening parties. We've got a few surprises that we haven't even released to the public yet that we're still working on.
Oh, come on, give us a sneak peek of one of them. Give our audience an exclusive.
Just some people that might be there.
Some people that might be there?
Some people that you might be excited to see there will be there.
Okay.
I can't really say who. And we've even had some calls, like, from people that we who are just coming as guests that you might know, which is kind of exciting. I'm going to keep their anonymity, but some celebs have called, interested in attending the event.
That's cool.
On top of that, we have the Trapeze got on board, which is a great club. If you've never been to Florida and never visited Trapeze, the clubs in Florida are terribly different than some of the clubs that you might have experienced at different places throughout the country and world. They are phenomenal. They are just all out, done up, beautiful clubs. And I think you'll love those parties. The parties that we have planned for the event, phenomenal as well. Going to have some great entertainment. Just going to be 4 days of fun, meeting some really great people. And the event, one thing that I think I should mention too, the event is tailored to every level of lifestyle, at every age, at every, just take every variable. And we have thought of it and made accommodations for it. So if you're looking for this crowd or that crowd or this crowd, we have set up a designated area for that crowd and for you to mingle with them or the other crowd and so on and so forth. So everyone's together, somewhat separated by level, so everyone is comfortable, basically.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, I like what you've done with your website. It's very, everything's, you know, I know you're the marketing guy and you like to hear that, but everything is, I like, you know, the golf tournament, it's, you know, it's foreplay, you're having a swinger Olympics. It's kind of, you know, new and exciting, and I think you're doing a good job, you know, breathing some fresh air into some of these parties, and we're looking forward to it.
We're definitely doing all we can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Greg, for joining us, and we've really enjoyed talking to you.
And I can't wait to meet you and your wife. It's
Swing Fest. I can't wait to meet you either, and I'm looking forward to meeting everyone else from SwingerCast at the event.
So I am really looking forward to going to Swing Fest.
And that's funny to hear you say that, baby, because when we first started talking about going to Swing Fest, you weren't that, like, I don't know, you weren't really, really excited as you are now.
I know.
Why do you think?
I don't know what it was. I don't know.
Maybe. Is it because it's new?
Well, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss out on it. I mean, it's going to be huge, and it's going to be great meeting up with all of our friends from our Desire trip. A lot of them are going now. And
what was your hesitation, though, do you think? Why do you think you were hesitant about going to this place?
Well, I didn't want it to be one thing. I didn't want it to be all work and no play for us.
Right.
I didn't want us to be like podcasting the whole time and not have any fun.
Okay.
That was one. I don't know what my hesitation was. What was it?
Do you think it was because there was going to be single guys there, or you were worried about there being a lot of single people there and not couples? Did it seem like it was too big a party, or?
I don't know. I guess at first it seemed like it was going to be too big of a party, but after talking with him and finding out more about it, you know, they're going to have all kinds of parties within the parties. And it's not going to be like you said, everybody's not going to be just hoarded together at one event. There's going to be all kinds of separate parties for everyone's interest. And I like that. But part of me is like going, oh my God, how are we going to choose what we're going to do or which party we're going to go to? Because they all sound good to me now, a lot of them. I don't know. It's going to be like at an amusement park or something, and we're trying to run around. Oh my gosh, this is going on over here. Let's go do this.
Those Swinger Olympic things look fun to me.
Yeah.
He's got all kinds of events.
Are you going to enter the Swinger Olympics?
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm going to get a gold medal in swinging by the time we're done.
Oh yeah. Did he tell you any of the activities for the Swinger Olympics?
Well, it's on the website. They have the different, you know, things listed that they'll do, like, you know, sucking, who can suck something through a straw the fastest and that kind of thing.
Well, what do they have for the guys?
Well, why wouldn't that be for the guys?
So what are you going to enter in the Swinging Olympics, John?
I'm going to enter you.
No.
And I'm going to enter you time and time again while we're there.
Oh. I'm excited about going to that beach, too.
The nude beach? And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I looked it up, and it is beautiful. It's like one of the best beaches in the world. Well, I'm going to enter you in the golf contest.
Foreplay?
The foreplay to win me a BMW. So
pressure's on.
I'm going to dust off your golf clubs. Get you out there on the course.
I didn't realize when he first told me about that contest that they're having, I didn't realize that it included airfare and the hotel. So if you send them a video, they're going to, and you win, you're going to pick up a free trip to Swing Fest plus your airfare plus your hotel. That's freaking amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah. Can we enter it too?
Let's cheat.
Did he say how long the video should be? Is there any specifications on the video?
I don't think so. And I don't think they've gotten a lot of response yet because it's still so new and still so far away. But I bet as it gets closer, there'll be a lot more videos. So if any of you guys are considering putting one in, I would do it like now.
And it's supposed to be, what's the theme? What's swinging?
Yeah, just all you got to do is just put down like what swinging means to you or how it's affected your life or why it's fun for you. And you might win
an all expense paid trip to Swing Fest.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
I'm pointing at you thinking in Australia.
And also, if you register with us. Also, if you mention us, SwingerCast, you'll get a discount. And also, when you get there, you'll tell them that you're with us, and they'll try and put us all in the same general area, which will be cool.
So we really thank Mary and Greg for giving us the 411 about Swing Fest and answering all of our questions. They are giving us a free trip to come out, and we're hoping that all of you guys will consider coming with us. We're not making any money off of you guys. to come out and party with us.
We just want you to come out and play with us at Swing Fest.
Absolutely. So if it's in your budget and on your calendar, mark it, schedule it, do it, be it. Come on down.
Yeah.
And if you just can't wait until August and you need to go to a fun party, you might want to check out GroveBash.com or PleasureGroveResort.com. They're having a big 4-day party coming up at the end of January.
Yeah, yeah, and that's also got a porn star hostess, Nina Hartley.
Right.
Yeah.
So that looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's in the Atlanta, Georgia, close to Atlanta, Georgia area. Right.
Right. 4 days of scavenger hunts and
theme parties and all kinds of fun stuff.
We can't go to that one, unfortunately. We've been getting ready for the holidays and all that, and we just can't make it out there this year, but we're looking forward to maybe going next time.
Yeah, and hopefully some of you will check it out and tell us all about it.
And speaking of the holidays, we want to say a very special thank you to some friends of our forum who sent us a little gift in the mail.
A little gift? It wasn't a little gift.
Allie and I were like little teenagers when we got this thing. We ran out to the parking lot and jumped in the car. We could hardly wait to open it.
We weren't sure what it was going to be because we knew it was coming from our swinger friends, so we didn't want to open it up in our office. So we were like
in our car, and it's this huge box, and it says Amazon on it or something, and we open it up, and then there was another box, and it was gift wrapped, and a nice card, and a funny card, and then, so we ripped off the wrapping paper, and there was more wrapping paper
and
underneath
another
that.
Box. And then again, there was more wrapping paper in another box.
Right. So by the time we got all this wrapping paper off, we're left with this big cardboard box with big straps around it that we have to like cut off and pry off. It probably
with
took
our
us,
keys.
Yeah, we had no scissors or whatever. So we're out there. Finally, get the thing open, and it was a very nice gift that's hopefully going to improve the audio on the show. They gave us a compressor.
Yeah.
And if you're like Allie, and
I didn't know what it was exactly, but I saw how happy John was, so I knew it was going to be good.
That was very cool of you guys, and we really appreciate that. I think they must have gotten that from the little support the show button on our show, because they knew exactly which kind that we wanted and everything.
Oh, that was great.
That was cool.
Very cool.
Thank you guys so, so much. And what's funny, what I love about podcasting is somebody will probably hear this like around July. And they're like, what the hell are they talking about the holidays for?
Well, we're not having an episode this year for the holidays.
Well, don't say we're not having an episode. We haven't been to any swing parties this month. We've been too busy in our vanilla lives to get anything done. But we did manage to do a sex history show.
Mm-hmm. And it's all about naughty Christmas stuff. So check that out.
Sexhistoryshow.com.
And we are resting up this month. We're going to have some visitors here in a few weeks to help us bring in the new year.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to have, I'm sure, lots of naughty fun to report back to you about. So happy holidays.
Have a swinging Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas.
Lots of kisses under the mistletoe. Lots of great parties, I'm sure, all around the country.
And so tell us about it. Tell us, call us at 310-928-6769 or come to our forum and tell us all about your naughty fun, because we get off on hearing it too.
Yeah, yeah, we certainly do. So goodbye, everyone.
Have a swingin' Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas.
And I'm sure there's some more out there too.
I don't know.
What was that?
That was the swinger language I'm creating. I'm creating a whole new dialect for swingers, and there'll be training tapes that we can sell.